B-Pod Studios.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Ryan.
Oh, my God.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
LBF and Ryan.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to longtime listener, Jody. Good morning, Jody.
Hey, guys.
What brings you to court today, Jody?
I am so upset. I cannot believe what just happened. My husband, last Friday, bought a $30,000 used boat from some guy that he works with, and he never talked to me about it at all, and I am just so angry right now.
Wow. Well,
now
why
you
didn't
you sound hot?
why didn't you have a discussion about this?
Oh, believe me, I would have really preferred that. He said that the guy was going to bring it to a boat dealer that night, and he would sell it to my husband if he would buy it that afternoon. Buy it that day, and he said he would rather sell it to my husband and save the 10% dealer commission.
Okay.
A deal. Okay.
So did he call you, though?
Well, I asked why the hell he didn't call me, and I was at work. He should have called me, and he said that he tried to call, but my phone was off, and he just hung up.
I mean, is that common? Your phone is off?
Yeah, I mean, I was at work. I have clients, so, yeah, maybe my phone is off sometimes.
Yeah, so when you try...
That happens to me.
Well, I know that he knows that I would have said no, because, A, it's a lot of money, and boats are super expensive to own, and gas, and maintenance, and also, B, I was in a boating accident when I was 10 on Winnipesaukee, Lake Winnipesaukee, and that almost killed me and my sister.
That almost seems like that should be A.
Right.
Yeah.
That might be
like
A.
The B. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So you don't like boats?
I hate boats, and I don't even enjoy it. I don't want to go in the water.
Okay. Does he know about this, though?
Absolutely. He knows I'm afraid of water and boats and everything that goes along with it.
Well, he just, you know, he had stars in his eyes.
Yeah,
he's like, maybe she'll get over it, right?
Yeah. What's worse is that I think that he is just trying to get away from me and not spend time with me.
Oh, wow.
Like, well, it's like, that's a big hint.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, but...
My husband took up golfing. I get it.
Okay. All right. Here to help Jody out. All right. Do you guys have kids or family?
Yeah. You know, our kids are super excited to spend time on the boat. But because of my fears, I'm not going to be joining them, which means my summer with my kids is totally shot.
Wow.
I'll be alone while they're on the water enjoying themselves.
Wow. So it's that you just obviously feel that strong. You've had that terrible accident when you were a kid. So what do you want to do? Like, why are you coming to court today?
Well, I want him to return the boat.
Okay.
He says the guy won't take the boat back. He'll lose money, and that I should just face my fears.
Yeah, I mean, that's the case. The guy sold the boat. He's you know, his hands are clean, so to speak. So that's a dilemma.
I'm just trying to figure out, should I face my fears, or should he respect my feelings?
That's a good question. Wow. Well, look, you came to the right place, Jody. I think their husband just got excited, thinking about the whole family, hoping you'd be over it, but it doesn't sound like you are at all. So why don't you stay tuned, listen to what folks think about your husband buying the boat. Should he have done that? Should he return it? Or should you know, get over it and get on board?
Right.
You know, have some fun on the water. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Jody, stay tuned. The number's 888-410-1057.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, stay tuned. Man, she sounds really heated about it.
Yeah.
Well, it was like one of those things that, I don't know, spur of the moment. He just wanted it and didn't. He said he tried to call her. At work, but the phone was off. That could be convenient.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think about Jody's case? He can't bring the boat back, as you heard. The guy doesn't want it back. He's very happy with the sale. So what do you think she ought to do, if anything? 888-410-1057. 645, give us a call. There, poor Jody there. I don't know. I'd be the husband in this case. you know?
Yeah.
You got a boat. You're going to love it. It's going to be fun. The whole family can, you know, get on board with it. Yeah. I'd have a hard sell on that.
I think so.
All right. What do you say? 888-410-1057. Morning Courts in session.
WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It is a beautiful day, especially for a boat ride. But you know who's not going on any boats today?
Who?
Jody. Our caller doesn't like boats. Had an accident. There were incidents and accidents back in Winnipesaukee when she was young.
Yeah, when she was a kid.
That's just terrified her.
Yeah.
And she wants nothing to do with it. And her husband actually comes home with a boat. She had no part of that, doesn't want any part of it at all. So, Brian, good morning. What do you think about Jody's dilemma?
She should become the new captain.
Oh, yeah?
Learn to drive the boat. Trust me, I'm a guy. There's no bigger punishment. Drive his boat from now on.
Drive his boat from now on.
She gets to drive the boat. Wow.
Face your fear. What's life but not face your fear? Come on.
I mean, I think that's the thing, too. I mean, if it's it, give it a go, right? She might love it. As a former boat owner, I love it.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, 30 grand.
Punish him.
He bought
it. Punish him. I am the new captain.
Okay.
And he should drive it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's an idea. That's an idea.
It'll give her a little control.
She can be very stern with him.
Oh, do
don't
see
you
what
think,
he did that?
Brian?
He made a boat joke.
All right, fine. Bye, Brian. That's all right. Try. That's it. See you, Brian. Bye-bye. Anyway, Howard, what do you say? Good morning, Howard.
I say she should embrace it. Use the time he's on the water with the kids as mommy time. Have a glass of wine, read a book, catch some sun. But she got to kiss the summer goodbye because boat stands for bust out another thousand.
That's what a boat stands for.
Really?
Bust out another thousand. He's not kidding.
Really?
Well, that's the thing. And, and she knows that because the gas alone now plus all the... Oh, my God.
Well, that's a good point. She could take this as like time away from the kids and him.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, it'll be fun initially.
Yeah. It is fun, but you better believe you better have some cash because your wallet is your repair kit. Remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, remember that. Okay. Right, Howard?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Thanks, buddy. So far, everybody says, should I just try it? You might like it. The boat. What do you say? Okay. 888-410-1057. Haven't heard from any wives yet.
Nope.
Interesting. I'd like to hear a wives' take on it, too. Because only guys have chimed in thinking, she'll get used to it. It'll be fun. Once she does it, she'll see how much fun they can have as a family. Which might be right, but...
But like the fear factor and the fact that something bad happened to her on a boat and... You know, he
isn't
didn't
just
take
being
that...
a dumb guy who's like, you know what?
That's
I know
obvious.
Okay, fine. But is he just being more exuberant, thinking, well, you know, she'll get used to it. It'll get her over her fears. You got to jump in. The water's fine.
Or is he trying to kill her?
Well, that's the LBF I've watched way too many Datelines.
Get her on a boat. Get her kind of scared. Sorry.
Honey, you dropped something. Oh, splash. No, that's not it. All right, 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court today. We just heard from Jody. Jody's not happy. Last Friday, her husband, unannounced, just bought a boat from a guy at work who was going to sell it to, I guess, have a commission sale. You can do that. You take a boat and they'll sell it for you at a dealership.
Right.
And they take 10% off the top, maybe some other little fees here and there. So the guy said, hey, if you want it, I'll save the money and sell it to you. And here we go. Problem was he didn't tell his wife.
And she's deathly afraid of boats.
Deathly afraid. Yes, up on Winnipesaukee when she was like 10. But should she be getting over it, or is he being insensitive? What do you guys think? We'll start with you, Dave. What are your thoughts?
Well, my honest opinion, I'm going to tell you, because I'm actually a boat owner myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
If this gentleman wanted a boat, there's no reason why he can't have it. And for his wife to say that he needs to get rid of it, I think it's kind of selfish. Okay. You know what I mean? If this is what this guy's dream was, mm-hmm. I don't feel as though the wife should interfere. And I know that if your wife ain't happy, you ain't boating. I understand that because I went through that.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think she should just let it, you know, kind of like, you know, appreciate it. You know what I mean? Because
yeah,
I'm sure
Dave, I think what you're saying, Dave, is hey, it's if you have a dream to own something, don't, why is she going to squash it?
That's what our job.
Exactly right. Well, because there's a lot of women out there that try to, not that they're controlling by no means, because I don't want to get involved with the women thing, but. I don't, because I know what happened to me, because in all the years I was boating, there was only 3 days that were miserable, and that's all the days she remembers is the 3 days.
Oh, right. So, yeah.
Remember
it's
that.
A gift. It's a gift. Like,
I've been married 39 years, and I think she only remembers one day, the day we got married.
So, Dave, do you own a boat now, David?
I do.
You still do.
And
okay.
You still married?
Yes, I am. 39. As a matter of fact, we're going to have an anniversary on the 18th of June.
All right.
No, she's been... A couple of years ago, I bought myself a jet ski for my birthday, and I went to the shop, bought the jet ski, brought it home, and she was... not upset, but I said, hey, it's my birthday. I bought what I wanted. So,
Dave, you're living the life.
It's your birthday.
Yeah,
I bet I know what you didn't get for your birthday.
All right, Dave, good call.
After 39 years, that's kind of iffy anyway.
Yeah, that's thanks, Dave. Great call. See you, buddy.
Bye.
Hey, ROR, good morning. Who's this?
This is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. Yes, I want to hear from a woman's point of view, you know, because all Jody's
absolutely.
Heard her guys so far. What do you think?
Yeah, telling her to give in to him, which I don't think she should. I think it was extremely disrespectful. He knew about her fears, and so he gave her one call. Yeah, that was a real effort on his part. And it's a big chunk of money.
Big chunk.
So I think she should either make him sell it to someone else. That guy may not want it back, but someone else will buy it. Or she should go out and spend $30,000 herself
That's,
on something.
I knew you were going.
Sweet. I like the way you think.
Right. I'm telling you, you know, a summer away in Paris every year.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, without her husband, that's no fun.
He'll be on the boat.
Exactly. Yeah, I love it.
Enjoy the boat.
That is a good idea. I didn't even think of it.
Right?
It is. Yeah. I was waiting. I knew you were going to say
a
that.
Lot of money.
More
yeah.
new when
that's
you mentioned
a lot
the money.
Of money to spend yeah. without talking to your spouse.
Yeah, alrighty. I agree.
Yeah, see how he feels when she dips into the bank account.
What's good for the goose, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
All right, Maureen.
Thinking about what I would buy.
Okay, bye, Maureen.
I know, right?
Right.
I have a
lip.
All right, see you, Maureen.
See ya.
All right, that's Maureen. That's not a bad idea.
No.
All right, so I'm not sure we've hit on the answer yet, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 888-410-1057. Be careful Googling. Like, you know, come on. Don't Google how to murder your husband.
I just overcome fear for new boaters.
Okay. I don't want
to.
Sure.
My other computer off.
Okay.
Elton John, live at Gillette Stadium for two shows.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Brotza, LBS.
And Brian.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
Morning Court. Today we talked with Jody, who's not happy. Her husband bought a boat, a pretty good sized boat, $30,000. You know, of course, boats are really expensive these days and hard to find, especially for a used one. So someone at work had it on the trailer. He was going to bring it to, I guess, a dealer that day to get rid of it himself and use a commission sales the opportunity. So our Jody's husband said, I'll buy it for you, save you that 10%, and I'll just pay it. And that's
wow.
it. He tried to call his wife, he says.
Once.
Okay. And she didn't pick up for whatever reason. So, hey, he's not going to miss the boat, is he?
Yeah, but she's definitely afraid of boats. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
She had an accident when she was
And he was aware of that. But he's just trying to get her to maybe give it a shot, right? And she's not having it so far. What do you think? We'll start with you, Cassandra.
I think, honestly, I think she's being a little dramatic about it. Honestly, because if you were in a car accident, would you never get in a car again? I mean, like, I understand her fears, and they're completely acceptable. They really are.
Well, you kind of have to get into a car, you know what I mean?
Yeah, to live.
You kind of have
to. Yeah, but I mean, like, but her family wants to enjoy this experience together, and it's really cool to have a boat. I mean, I wish I had a boat, but I think that it's something that they can stay in the shallow end of the water. They can, like, ease into it. It's, they don't have to go fast.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be this scary experience. Like, I feel like that she should just give it a chance before she's, like, completely thinks that her husband doesn't want her and this and that, and she's going to be alone all summer. Like, she's taking it to the extreme. She's letting her nerves run away with her. And I think
Cassandra's coaching her up.
Yeah, coaching her up. I love it.
I like it, Cassandra. That's good. Sounds like you'd be willing to go on that ride yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold her hand. Right. Hold my beer. Here you go. All right, Cassandra.
Thanks.
Good call.
Are you welcome?
Okay, take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Hi, Bill. What do you say?
I think she should probably just make plans to sell that without telling him and have him deal with it that way.
Wow. Yeah, you don't call me, I don't call you.
Oh, my
Quid
God.
Pro
We're not trying to break
quo.
This marriage up, guys.
Geez, maybe. Bill. It's broken.
Bill.
That's a lot of money to spend without actually checking first. And I know if I did that, I'd be out the door already.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I know.
See, we've trained them well. They don't even think about it.
Yeah.
All right, Bill. Thanks.
Have
a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Hey, ROR, good morning.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
My name is Jeannie. How are you?
Jeannie, this is ROR. Are you calling for Morning Court?
Yeah. I myself purchased a motorcycle, not telling my husband. I'm married 33 years now, and I bought it probably 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he was not happy, but he did request I buy a life insurance policy, so I had to do that.
Right.
Okay.
But I really do think that, you know, depending on how long that couple was married, that maybe he should apologize for not at least giving her a heads up, hey, this is what I want to do, because he did know about her fears, but to also let her know that he's a person too, and individually, they're great people, and together they're even better.
So
you know?
Did your husband get used to you being on your motorcycle?
He did. He did. I rode for about 11 years, I think it was, and I said, all right, I had my fun. I'm not doing it anymore, but I did it, you know?
Wow. That's a great call, Jeannie.
Yeah.
I like it. So you've done it, and, you know, you live to tell about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
I did.
She ought to just.
Hopefully, she'll forgive him.
Forgive him.
Yes, right.
And he gets life insurance. Okay. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Good idea.
Thanks, Jeannie. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so, it's kind of in the middle. This one, people are kind of split with whether he should take it back or could she just go buy something herself and, you know, see if he likes that for big dollars. Or maybe she just gets to try the boat.
I think that family she fun. Should try the boat.
Yeah.
And try it and then tell the story all the time. So he'll never forget what he did.
Right.
You know what? With gas prices these days, they're probably just going to sit at the dock anyway.
Yes. So there you go.
You're right.
It's just a floating living room. Enjoy
it. Right. Oh, that is a great way to look at it.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
It's just go and you guys just enjoy it.
Boat every lifestyle. Time That's you're great. On the boat, right. Say, you know boating. What he did? You boating know what he did? You know how we got this boat?
Yeah. Boating is fun. Now, if it's your first boat, you're not going to believe how much you're going to be paying over and over and over for everything. So.
But plus, if she does that, she can always remind him, and then maybe he'll go, you know what? I don't think I need this boat anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the LBF plan.
That's right. The exactly LBF plan. How I do it.
Good.
Uh-huh.
When can I get rid of this boat is the LBF plan.
Oh, you're going to come again, honey? Great. Okay. Yeah.
Great. Okay. So much fun when you're on board. All right. So, Jody, good luck with that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.